Thanks for joining us on the Earshot 20 for the week of March 6th. Aaron Levy from CIVL in Abbotsford, Aaron Flynn from CHUO in Ottawa on Stolo and Algonquin unceded traditional territories, respectively, bringing you the top 20 of the Earshot Countdown across campus community radio stations all over Canada. There are 20 albums that have been played more than all others in Canadian campus community radio. We will play you a song from each. And Aaron Flynn, this is an Aaron Flynn curated Earshot 20 this week. Thank you for doing that. What are we hearing first?
We're going to start with Danielle Duval, who's a big leap in the charts from number 32 to 20. She's Montreal-born, Toronto-based, and I really like her album. It's called Lose It, and it's on People Play Records. Upbeat, electro, indie, pop, gold, in my opinion. Have a listen. Undercover.
What'd you say till I'm your sister? Hey now, what'd you say? What'd you say? You front stoop teacher. Gotta love, gotta love, gotta love, gotta love, gotta love, gotta love, oh. Born in Brooklyn in 49. Lived on Lincoln all this time. Landlord wants him out tonight. Chuck won't leave without a fight. Full of laughter, full of love. If you knock him down, he's gonna get back up. Knows the law, gonna set him straight.
You let me get into my zone. Time forever takes toll. Explore roads, I find gems and hidden strokes. Rock shows, expose gold, we lay low. You can find me in the city eating sushi cold rolls. Time heavy on my mind these days. I let hope float and ride these waves. No time for hiatus, kill time with kindness. Dismantle my timeline and stimulate the paradigm. This understanding microphone mathematics. Rapper fanatic on a slow flow status. Tag nabbit. Headphones and the snapback. The long walk home make it harder to backtrack. This how I get, it's just how I get. A lonely vagabond vibing with the sunset. Yeah, it don't stop till the final. Commit another foul just to get a timeout. I boom and I bang and I bang and I boom. This is the rhythm of a modern day blues. The world keeps turning, burning. I'm going through changes. That's cool. It's hard to define.
These days.
I got mountains to climb.
These days. That's
cool. So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time. Okay, my days on shuffle. Got no time, whatever. Yeah. Pieces of a dream I need to piece together. Yeah. I get no peace. I'm gone. I can't sleep. It's stupid. Tossing and turn, kick, push like Lupe. Time as commodity, okay. Time as currency. Buy time, spend time, impossible to save time. I hold weight, still contemplate my day grind. I must be running on West Indian time. Tardy. Pick it up back where I started, coming up from the bottom, late bloomer, heavy hearted. We all find a fault line apparent in the quarry. What takes a man far too long to say sorry? Ooh, it's so hot when the clock ticks, time won't negotiate. I'm just a humble hostage. I got this and it don't stop. I'm putting numbers on the board with no time on the clock. I boom and I bang and I bang and I boom. This is the rhythm of a modern day blues. World keeps turning, burning. I'm going through changes. That's cool. It's hard to define.
These days.
I got mountains to climb.
These days. That's
cool. So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time.
I watch the little hand and the big hand move me further from little boy to big man. Time to go to bed became time to pay the bills. So I spent time paying dues or rhymes to make a meal. Not for the bank account, but for the plate. Lyrical food, that dish earned me time in them lyrical debates. Candidate for top five scrutiny. Never made it in yet, my blend holds the mutiny. Paradise claim any names I knew. We didn't get enough time before they left the crew. Lost some from growing up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Some from a health issue. So we left trying to get it till the clock run out. 15 minutes of time for fame to sprout. And my name no doubt would stand amongst the best. For words detached from time to remain timeless.
I boom and I bang and I bang and I boom. This is the rhythm of a modern day blues. World keeps turning, burning. I'm going through changes. That's cool. It's hard to define
these days.
Got mountains to climb
these days.
So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much. It's hard to define
these days.
Got mountains to climb
these days.
So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time.
Layla Bialy at number 19, you heard there, down 2 from 17 from her self-titled record on Chronograph. Aaron's pick was Got to Love from that record from the third straight week on this program. We have Layla Bialy in the top 20 and Shred Kelly after that with Healers from the record Archipelago. And that's on Devil Duck. Shred Kelly appearing in the top 20 for the first time. Up from 50, Aaron. That's a huge jump.
I know. It's funny with Shred Kelly. I always expect crazy guitar shredding, but then it's jangly indie folk pop stuff. But I'm sure you've seen them. I've never seen them, but I hear they have a crazy high-energy live show. I say I'm sure you've heard them because they're from BC.
I actually am not. I've never seen Shred Kelly. I'm not familiar with Shred Kelly, and you would imagine that I would, but I lose on this one. I'm really sorry.
That's all right. They're South by Southwest, and they're going to come back up to BC for a couple dates, so maybe you can catch them before they head off to Europe.
There are a ton of bands heading to South by Southwest right now, of course. a couple of them on the Earshot 20 this week, and maybe even one at the top of the charts. It's possible. We will see. After Shred Kelly, we heard Grand Analog. They're up three spots from number 20 to number 17 with the Survival EP. Last week, we played you a Shad collaboration from Grand Analog. They do that regularly. That's the second straight record with a Shad collab on a Grand Analog release. And ironically, or not ironically, both Shad and the singer from Grand Analog, CBC Radio hosts, right?
Oh, Dario, yes. And then this one is a collaboration as well.
It's Poznos from De La Soul, is that correct?
You are absolutely right. It's a great song, Mutation.
If you recognized while listening to the song, maybe you heard somebody familiar. That's who that was. De La Soul on this supremely Canadian release. Some connections with some of the classic hip hop recording artists. Period. That's the furthest you have to go as far as De La Soul goes, right?
Yeah, amazing. Pretty impressive.
Another artist who has been big on the collaborations. Last week we played a new release. It wasn't from the record that charts, and standing still at 16 is Iskwe with The Fight Within. It's a self-released record. We played her collaboration with Tanya Tagak last week, and Tanya also had collaborations with Weaves that will maybe here this week on the charts, and then and Buffy St. Marie as well. So we've seen Tanya Tagak since the last album she released that had the Nirvana cover on it. She's really been everywhere in collaborating with all sorts of different artists in Canada. From The Fight Within, though, the Iskwe record, that is standing pat at number 16, we're going to hear Healers. And Aaron, the idea of Indigenous identity, of reconciliation with the Indigenous history for us colonials, that's a topic that Iskwe essentially seems like she threads throughout all of her music.
Yeah, and this song is I lost my train of thought.
Well, it's no different.
The song is also thank you. The song is no different.
You're gonna say though.
I was gonna say the song is no different. I would say it's a protest song, and that always inspires me. And I really believe that artists should be. We have this conversation, you and I. That artists should be using their power for good.
And that's exactly how you put it before. Yeah, we won't hear from Buffy St. Marie on this chart this week. But certainly the song we played last week from her, completely a protest song in the direct Bob Dylan vein. And certainly we've talked in the last couple weeks about the impact and the proliferation of Buffy St. Marie's songs over the past several years. It shows that Iskwe, I'm sure, takes some notes from Buffy in putting together her ethos as an artist. Weaves will be after that from Wide Open. And again, this is where that other Tanya Tagak collaboration comes in, if I'm not mistaken, on Scream, Aaron, or am I making that
up?
No,
you're absolutely right. Yeah, it is that. You're absolutely right.
Tanya Tagak and Weaves at number 15. They're down from number 7 last week. And then following Weaves, we'll get Anna Birch from her new album, Quit the Curse, on Polyvinyl Records. That is the highest debut in the charts this week. It is at number 14. Anna Birch, Aaron, have you checked that out much?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's pretty, it's gentle. She uses some interesting vocal phrasing. The track we're going to hear is one of those sort of sounds upbeat, but the lyrical content is juxtaposed, you know, it's sort of about bad relationships and, you know, has lyrics like "I love you best when you're a mess." It's kind of got an oldies feel that I like. Nice.
That'll be Anna Birch, third up in this set. Iskwe, then Weaves, and Anna Birch, 16 through 14 on the Earshot 20.
This one is written for my people. They're still hurting, divided by the many lies of fate, broken down, scattered round.
time when misery is just common circumstance. I'm frozen, I'm sublime, I'm searching for some fresh watermelons. My thighs are too big, my head isn't small, my brain is on fire, I'm feeling this fall. My thighs are too big, my head isn't small, my brain is on fire, I'm feeling this fall. Scream your name. So get up on the table and scream your name. Stomach almost every day. I'm singing to the choir, 'cause my body can procreate. We are obsessed with prosperity, yet we don't have no homes. I'm a child of commercials and body language and floating drones. Yet I'm sad by the prospect of damaging change. I look to my elders, I look to women and others who feel our common pain, our common strain.
Still be okay when
entries into the Earshot charts, although there are in the top 20s entries into the top 20 from here on out. First, up one from 14 at 13 is Hillsburn, and I'm pretty sure that our mention of the Hillsburn siblings being descendants of the NDP leader in Nova Scotia, I feel like that encouraged Campus Community Radio listeners to play more of The Wilder Beyond. And if I may, Aaron, I felt like I identified some sexual identity politics in the song we played last week, Bad Behavior. I don't know. Could just be me. This is a good song. Kind of like a funky little number. Funky little folky little number. And the Olympic Symphonium at number 12. Following Hillsburn, it'll be from Beauty in the Tension on Forward Music Group. We'll bring you the song Glory of Love from the Olympic Symphonium. Before we go to a big drop from Ty Segall down from 4 to 11, Freedom's Goblin. And you've given us respite, Aaron, this week from my continuous selection of The Main Pretender on that record. You want to listen to Everyone's a Winner. Why that one, Aaron?
The reason I picked this song is because it has been covered so many times, and way back in 1990, Canadian Indie Ass Boot Sauce made it a hit, but it was originally written in the 70s and was a hit for a band called Hot Chocolate.
Hot Chocolate, Everyone's a Winner. And who's a Canadian band who recorded it in the 90s?
Boot Sauce.
Boot Fass.
Boot Sauce. You don't know Boot Sauce?
No. Boot Sauce?
Yeah.
No clue. Were they local Ottawa?
No. They're a band in Montreal. They came out of Montreal in like 89. They were, anyway, it was a hit, but I think my age is showing.
It's not Remy Shand.
Take
a message. Take a message from, no, are we on the same page here? Remy Shand?
I don't know. Keep singing.
You don't know Remy Shand?
The name is familiar. I'm not placing it, though.
Yeah, right. Okay. Write us at earshot at civl.ca if you remember Remy Shand, right? He's a keyboard player, Montreal-based guy. Anyway, whatever. So Ty Segall, Everyone's a Winner, classic song, several hit recordings, and a Ty Segall cover on Freedom's Goblin at number 11. So it'll be Hillsburn, the Olympic Symphonium, and Ty Segall before we hear from Callum Slingerland and our Exclaim News of the Week.
Seeing then was daylight failing, you on the sidewalk, me at the railing, a rain cloud distance, my sorrow, my engine, war minutes, pistons. I can't live without you. I said you were grinning, such are the swamps that we swim in. Wherever you go, the sun. Though it won't shine for you.
Thank you.
as we do every week on the Earshot 20, we are joined by Exclaim's Callum Slingerland, and Callum has news updates from around the world relevant to our wonderful listeners. The first item on the docket today is the Cranberries, liable to let it linger a little longer.
The Irish group suffered a major loss with the death of frontwoman Dolores O'Riordan earlier this year, but now they've unveiled plans to release an album they had recorded before her passing, taking to Twitter to write, quote, "All going well, we hope to have this new album finished and out early next year." In addition to that new disc, the band had also been working at piecing together a 25th anniversary edition of their 1993 debut, Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? The new edition will feature remastered audio with unreleased and bonus material. You can find the band's more detailed plans for those releases at exclaim.ca.
And you can soak up the sun with Bahamas and Aussie Courtney Barnett in Winnipeg now.
This year's Winnipeg Folk Festival is set to take place from July 5th to 8th, and it's a pretty talented lineup set to play the fest's 45th edition. Leading the way, along with Bahamas and Courtney Barnett, are Sheryl Crow and the Strumbellas. Other notable names on the lineup include John Butler Trio, A Tribe Called Red, Whitney, Rye, Julian Baker, Waxahachie, and more. You can, of course, find the complete lineup and ticketing details at exclaim.ca.
A Deadmau5 squeaks in with a new announcement.
Like Metallica and Kanye West before him, Deadmau5 will now have his music reinterpreted by a full orchestra for a new album and live performance. Humorously titled Where's the Drop, the album will arrive March 30th through Jay-Z's Tidal streaming service, in which, of course, Deadmau5 has a stake. The album will find 17 of his songs reimagined as orchestral pieces. He'll also perform them live with an orchestra during a show in Los Angeles on April 1st, which will also be live streamed through Tidal.
Grouper, Groupon?
Liz Harris has been relatively quiet since releasing her Ruins LP as Grouper back in 2014, but a follow-up full-length titled Grid of Points will arrive April 27th. 7 tracks in length, Harris composed the album with piano and voice, writing in a statement that she penned the songs over a week and a half before being interrupted with a high fever. You can hear a first taste of what's to come from the disc at exclaim.ca.
And Neil Young is going to chill with you on Netflix soon.
Young is set to show off his acting chops in a new Western film titled Paradox, which is set to premiere at South by Southwest this month. If you can't fly down to Austin to make the premiere, the film will hit Netflix worldwide on March 23rd. Paradox was directed by actor Daryl Hannah, who is Young's current partner, and it also stars Willie Nelson and two of his sons. If that wasn't enough, the film will also feature original music from Young and Promise of the Real, the band which, of course, features two of Nelson's sons.
And former Exclaim cover artist Ryan Hemsworth in the news as well.
Hemsworth has been silent on the album front since releasing Alone for the first time back in 2014, but he has a new effort in the works that he's taking on tour. The album is titled Elsewhere, and while little else is known about it at this point, he'll kick off a supporting run in the Netherlands for it later this month. A lone Canadian date will see him play Vancouver's Fortune Sound Club on May 10th, and no guarantees, but I expect some new material to appear in these sets. You can hear a first single from the record at exclaim.ca.
Thanks, Callum, for those news updates. Our Exclaim song pick of the week is one that I'm excited to hear about.
This week's song pick comes to us from Nico Case with Hell On. This is the title track from her forthcoming full length, which is set to arrive June 1st. It'll be her first solo disc since 2013, and the album's cover art is pretty wild by all accounts. It involves at least one carton worth of cigarettes and burning human hair. You can, of course, find out what that looks like at exclaim.ca, but for now, this is Hell On from Nico Case on the Earshot 20.
God is not a contract or a guy. God is in a specified tables, it sets no glass or gables. God is a lusty tire fire. Its bristles scrape and strike the stage. Rock, paper, scissors, rage at mercy on the natural world. My voice is not the liquid wave. Peeled up quiet different time. My voice is a fracture of shin bones lust, pounding barefoot ground that lifts you up and sets you just at sorrow's waterline. I drape you on tomorrow's plate. Ferrous metal, marrow spilling, not yours but mine. I'm an agent of the natural. My guest, you don't have